We're all about numbers today. Three headlines to start off, five things to know later on, 10 minutes of news, zero commercials. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, the anniversary of a historic event in the civil rights movement. On March 9th, 1965, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led a march to the Edmund Pettus Bridge of Selma, Alabama. 2 days beforehand, civil rights demonstrators had been attacked here by sheriff's deputies and state troopers. Dozens of marchers were injured. On this day, 50 years ago, Dr. King led more than 2,000 people back to the bridge. When state troopers ordered them to stop, Dr. King led them in prayer and turned the group around. The marchers succeeded in crossing the bridge on March 21st on their way to Montgomery. We told you last week that ISIS and the Boko Haram terrorist groups had something in common. They both want to establish a country based on their severe interpretation of Islam. Over the weekend, the leader of Boko Haram reportedly pledged allegiance to ISIS, joining the two terrorist groups. U.S. intelligence officials say they don't think the partnership will be effective. In the U.S., February's jobs report came out Friday, and like others before it, it's a mixed bag. On one hand, the U.S. unemployment rate dropped 0.2% to 5.5, the lowest rate in 7 years. Employers added 295,000 jobs, both of these good signs for the economy. But wages still aren't keeping pace with job growth. Average weekly wages rose 2% from last February. Healthy growth is closer to twice that. So many Americans don't feel like they're better off than they were in previous years.